When I put red glasses on, I do it because I want you to know red people, healthy, unhealthy, see you through the eyes of power. She says. She's married to one. Red people are all driven by power. It does not mean they are good or bad. It just means that's their driving factor. So when a young person in school is red, they think they should be teaching the class. Why not? They know more than you do. In their mind, any waste of time and energy is worthless to them. Like when you ask them to do extra homework, why would they do homework? They know how to do it already. A red person truly is driven by power. They are the bridge builders in our society. They don't often walk across them because they're too busy building another one. But they do make things happen. Now, every personality has gifts and limitations, but they all come from the core of the motive. Let's talk about the gifts of reds. Every red in this room has the capacity, innately, to be wonderfully leadership quality. They make things happen. Reds have vision. The reds make this conference happen. They look ahead and they go, this is what has to happen to make it successful. Teachers that are red know how to plan their programs. Parents that are red know how to direct their kids. Red people know how it's going to look 10 years from now. Very visionary people. Reds are wonderfully decisive. If reds make 51% of their decisions right, they're happy. You know why? Because the other 49% would have worked, but you screwed up. And that's how they see it. I mean, it wasn't their problem, it was yours, okay? Reds are very assertive. My favorite story is you walk into a hotel lobby, you've made reservations for the night. So, a red goes up to the clerk, they don't have your name on the computer. You don't have a room. What happens to the red? Nothing, it's what happens to the clerk that we're concerned about. Right? The red person, remember the motive is power, they say, I have a room, or you don't have a job. And that's the way it works here. And then they immediately go to the top person. They don't waste time with any of the little people. They work right to the top. Now, if you're a blue person, just so you know already, blue people go to the same clerk, okay? And they feel so guilty the minute the clerk says, we don't have your name. If you're Jewish and blue, write it off. You're dead. Just be done with it. Because I'm telling you, they love guilt. But the blue person feels like, I should have called again. Why didn't I call again? Okay, and confirm that. If you are a white personality, you say to the clerk, see, white people are not into pettiness. That's just not a big deal to them. They say, I'll take the couch in the lobby, wake me if you get a room. It's just not a problem. And if you are a yellow personality, you will have an hour conversation with the clerk about nothing. You will still not get a room, but they will take you home for the night. Okay? Everybody has a way of getting through life. Reds are also very logical. Every red in this audience right now is going, does this make sense? It doesn't matter whether they're having fun or not. Does it make sense? Does it work? What's the point? Where are you going with this thing? I mean, that's really how a red functions. So you've got to have facts, and you must present them in a very, very direct kind of style. Reds would rather be respected than loved. Reds are very pragmatic. Now, the negative side to reds. Reds are selfish people. What's in it for me? That's what they're always asking. That's one of the reasons they're excellent in business. Because really, am I going to make a profit? Is something going to happen here that feels good to me? If not, why am I doing it? Very profit-based, selfish-based. So if you're dealing with a red, just know they want to look good because of their interaction with you, and they want to get something from their interaction with you. Okay? Secondly, reds can be very insensitive. You say to a red man, honey, hold my hand. He says, for how long? Where are we going with this thing? Okay? They really are, they're hard-pressed just to kind of roll with life. And lastly, reds can be very arrogant. They know everything about everything. Now, the weird part is they do. That's the part that they're like walking Jeopardy. They just kind of have an idea, which makes them very critical of other people. The negative side is that there is the most second feared animal in the human kingdom amongst the reds. It is the dumb red. You know, they really do not make a lot of sense. I have a brother-in-law who's a dumb red. Okay? It's okay. He's married to my sister. She's a sick blue. So it's a good team. Okay? And we talk more about that in the character code. But the truth is that dumb reds don't know what they don't know. And that's the negative side. Now, who are red people you would know? Margaret Thatcher. Remember when she was going to lose her position? She immediately set it up so her man could get the post rather than the one that wanted her out. Very strong-willed people. Florence Nightingale, during the Crimean War in England, she was so concerned about the men that were losing their lives and the discomfort, and she came from a wealthy family, she was engaged, and she said to both of them, her father and the man that she was engaged to, I must go. I feel called. And reds go. I mean, you're not going to stop them. I don't care whether they're going to lose money or not. If they know something's right, they do it. And so she went over there and began one of the most noble professions we have in our day, which is nursing. And yet many of the women that went with her couldn't handle it and came home because they were put down. But she held thousands of men's hands while they died death with dignity. That kind of quality is something that she brought. Katharine Hepburn, very much a red. She says, I lived my life as a man. Very strong will. Billy Graham goes to Russia to preach about God. Billy, they are communists. It's okay, they'll believe when I'm done. I mean, that's how they see it. Okay, now, this is your personality. You came with it at birth. No one made you this, okay? However, there are cultures that promote certain personalities. Not every personality is that color, but that's what they value. So there are nations that promote red-like lives. Russia. There's Afghanistan, thank you, we'll have it. And they took it. They didn't ask permission. And then all of a sudden they got bankrupt, and so they started talking to the free world. That's what a smart red does. They didn't get religion. They were bankrupt. Okay? And then you have Japan. Japan is bombed, destroyed, humiliated in World War II. Guess what? They're back buying America. I mean, that's what happens. Red people do not get even. They simply move to the next level and compete. Germany is very red. You should see the countries over there that are scared to death because they are now reunited. And they've run down four times the whole countryside over there and pillaged it. And we keep thinking, well, isn't this wonderful? They're together. But the people that have been run down are very intimidated by what these people can do. Bumper stickers on cars reds would drive. I don't need the education. Just give me the diploma. Okay? Be reasonable, do it my way, and lead, follow, or get out of the way. Okay? That's how they see it. What kind of jobs do you think appeal to reds? Dictator. That's good. Absolutely. And you know what? It's amazing. In all fairness to a healthy red, there is no better government than a healthy, benevolent dictator. It's a wonderful way to go. It's just the problem is most people, when they get into power, lose that edge of compassion. Reds are also our doctors. Very persistent. They hang in there till the end. CEOs, they love to run the thing. They love to run the government. They love to run companies. And police officers. Are you kidding? A gun comes with it? They are thrilled. It's a great opportunity. Thank you very much.